Always a pleasure, Tim. Right. Yes. Well, Tim, we envision a brave new world in which most Americans are too stupid to see straight, with USB ports replacing their assholes and Bluetooth technology in their belly buttons, so they're receiving terabytes of useless trivia every second, mostly having to do with someone getting voted off an island or advice on how to get free passwords to porn sites. They'll walk around smiling dim-wittedly, looking more like patients in a Turkish mental institution than an informed citizenry. All the while, as people dribble all over their FUBU shirts, we'll shove religious rhetoric down their throats like the foie gras geese that they are, and pass laws that place PBS in the hands of the Moonies and call for immediate flensing of Big Labor and Hillary Clinton. The population will continue to bloat, both in number and weight, and they'll be fighting over less geographical space as the seas continue to swallow our coastlines. The entire country will be sheltered inside a massive metal dome to stave off the ever more volatile forces of nature, but the dome will likely begin to fill up with discarded condoms and other landfill until people are literally drowning in their own detritus. The gap between the haves and have-nots will be even wider than Madonna's vagina, so the 98% under the poverty line will be required to form a human raft for the wealthy 2% to float atop the stinking sea of sewage. As a finale, in order to keep the borders of this dystopian Hieronymus Bosch landscape secure, we will have turned Florida into a massive cannon that can now pivot north and south, aimed at any nation that tries to fuck with us. And with one flick of a switch, the Sunshine State will turn the lands of our enemies into nothing but a flaming pile of rocks. The aristocrats. The aristocrats. The aristocrats. The aristocrats. The aristocrats. The aristocrats.